Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Sunday, January 22nd, 2023. This is the live Sunday edition on our shows.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, incredible developments have happened since I was last live with you Friday afternoon. Elon Musk has come out with a full article in his tweets that have something like 15 million retweets, hundreds of thousands of responses. It's completely viral. He has now revealed the reason he really woke up the shots is when he took the second one and almost killed him. He had to take it to go to Germany and look at his Tesla facilities there. Then his cousin, who's very young and a sports guy, almost died and has myocarditis and is destroyed. And then there's just hundreds of thousands of people saying, my daughter died, my mother died, my brother died, I've had a heart attack, I'm in a wheelchair, posting their medical records. It's over the top. But we've also got the Federal Reserve and the Central Bank here in the United States, the FDIC, preparing to do this.
Canadian veteran and political activist Jeremy McKenzie, known as the Raging Dissident, was just notified that he can no longer do banking in Canada.
As part of ending the relationship towards it today, you're not to visit any of the Scotiabank branches or bank premises in person without first getting written consent in advance from the bank, from management. So
I'm banned from the bank.
But it doesn't matter if you are a political activist or an obedient sheep, because the banks are planning on taking all of your money to pay off their debts.
I mean, it's a little bit conflicted, right? I mean, it's important that people understand they can be bailed in, but you don't want a huge run on the institution. But, they're going to be. That's
the FDIC currently has less than $200 billion in assets to insure over $9 trillion. That's just 1.3%. They know that a system collapse is coming, and they are already planning for bail-ins. As trust begins to fail, the people will begin to withdraw their funds, which will only guarantee a banking collapse. This is known as a bank run. In 2012, the International Monetary Fund, known for their reputation of coercion, violence, and extortion, published staff discussion notes entitled From Bailout to Bail-In, Mandatory Debt Restructuring of Systemic Financial Institutions. After the 2008 crisis, the world learned what a bailout is. Trillions of taxpayer dollars printed out of thin air to pay off the bankers' bad habits. It was hugely unpopular, but pales in comparison to a bail-in. So what exactly is a bail-in? It is officially obfuscated with elaborate equations, but to put it simply, it is when the bank steals your money directly from your account. They called it haircuts when they did it in Cyprus back in 2013, which the courts later ruled was legit. And a recent video on TikTok shows that the new bail-ins may have already begun.
So I'm the Bank of America and everybody's missing money. I'm also missing money over $1,300 and they're telling me to call customer service.
And they
keep hanging up on people. There's another person here who's also missing money. So we're trying to see what's going on. Money's missing today and we need our money. And they're already telling us
they're
to call customer service.
Already.
And customer service ain't doing nothing about it. So just a heads up, if anybody's experiencing this, please let us know, because this is not right. I'm missing $1,400 from my account, and they're telling me that there's no way they can help us. This guy's missing money too. This other person is missing money too. And you missing money too? There you go. So this is not something that's just one person. This is everybody's happening to them, and this is crazy. This is very crazy. Yes, Bank of America decided to take people's money without their consent, and we're asking what's going on, and they're giving us a runaround. Everybody for the same thing, man. Same thing.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, tell everybody you know, tune in now. We always have incredibly important intel, but we've got over-the-top critical information tonight. Share the live feed at InfoWars.com/show. Share the feed at Band.Video. Now, now, now. Go, go, go.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It was in late January last year, just about a year ago. You can go back and pull up the headlines, as I did to check the date, that I came on air and said the deep state eugenicist, the mad scientist, and their biomedical tyranny takeover has blown up in their face, and they are going to have irrevocable problems that they're not going to be able to get their agenda through. But that they would not give up, which would just make the situation that much more volatile and explosive. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday transmission reaching millions of people. Please share the local radio stations you're listening to, the TV stations you're watching, the cable stations you're watching, and the feeds you're watching at InfoWars.com/show and Band.Video, and the new URL that takes you to a video feed that's not being censored, conspiracyfact.info. Well, a year later, let me say that they've gone from their agenda being doomed to their agenda being absolutely dead a year later, and exponential anger and awakening to just how murderous and out of control these eugenicists are. Now, I can do the whole two-hour show tonight. I'm going to be hosting longer into the third and fourth hour of the special event we're going to be covering. But let me just try to go over some of these headlines first for you. Felt like I was dying. Elon Musk trashes COVID booster shot. Major side effects. Almost killed his cousin, who's in great shape and younger than him, with myocarditis. And then it didn't just get put out tens of millions of times via Twitter. I spent hours yesterday reading the comments, 99% of them anti-shot, posting their medical records. My son died. My daughter died. My mother died. My cousin died. Doctors saying they've seen it really hurt their patients. People posting medical records. Just this tweet alone could be studied for, again, a four-year college education on medical tyranny, medical malpractice by design, eugenicists, Dr. Mengele, 1000.0. And again, I could only read and scan over a few hundred of the comments because a lot of it was like Dr. Mercola was at the very top saying, here's an analysis of exactly what's happening, Elon, and why it got worse for you on the second shot, and then other top scientists commenting. And you could spend years just trying to read, as of this morning, hundreds of thousands of posts to the tens of millions of retweets. This alone is encyclopedic. The gateway to that world is on InfoWars.com. If you want to read his tweets and then see the other key tweets that I sent to the writers, the great Jamie White, to have put together in an article. So this right here is incredible. Here's just some of the things posted there. The Pfizer shot killed our beautiful 18-year-old daughter. She hashtag died suddenly on November 9th. Elon Musk, please help us make this stop. Justice for Trista. Stop the shots now. Vaccine deaths. And then people just reminding folks what happened. Want to get your life, liberty, and human rights back? Do what I tell you. Big highway signs this on South 202 in the U.S., saying, want to return to normal? Get vaccinated. The whole government lying to you and pushing poison on you and on their own employees. And then stuff like this. Scott Adams sees this happen. I like Scott Adams, but he came out, said the shot was safe, take it, when they weren't testing it, and he knew it wasn't. And there have been previous studies done on rats with mRNA coronavirus vaccines that weren't vaccines. And the rats lived half as long. The mice lived half as long. And a lot of them died very quickly from myocarditis, blood clots, and strokes. I mean, that's a University of Texas initiative, 2012, 13, 14, 15, by Barack Obama, headed up by Dr. Anthony Fauci. His name's on the initiative. So they tested the specific weapon. I told you that 2 years ago when our own researcher, Rob Dew, discovered it. Smoking gun. So Scott Adams just keeps saying in his five-minute video, we'll play a few minutes over here, okay, you anti-vaxxers win. You were right. Learned immunity's better. Looks like it doesn't work. Okay, you won. We don't want to win. I don't want to be here 20, you know, 8 years ago telling you this was all coming, and now we're living it. I don't want to be here in 5 years from now and you saying, oh, my God, it's true. Billions are dead. I want to stop this, okay? Think I like the deep state coming after me? You think I like all the demonization attacks? But I like that a lot more than letting their agenda go all the way through, and we all live in a giant open-air death camp. So here's a clip of what Scott Adams had to say, the full video. And everybody's doing this. Suddenly BBC News has doctors on every day saying my dad died, a bunch of my patients are dying, heart attacks, oh, my God, it's terrible, we were lied to, somebody's got to be held accountable. I got so many of these videos, I can't even remember all the ones I watched Friday and Saturday and this morning. I can't pull myself away. But here's Scott Adams.
The unvaccinated have a current advantage because they feel better. The thing they're not worrying about is what I have to worry about, which is, I wonder if that vaccination 5 years from now, because really the anti-vaxxers, I think, were really just distrustful of big companies and big government. That's never wrong. It's never wrong to distrust government. It's never wrong to distrust big companies, right? So if you just took the position, let's just distrust everything the government did, well, you won. You won. You won completely. I did not end up in the right place. Agree? You would all agree with that, right? I did not end up in the right place. The right place would be natural immunity, no vaccination. You should take victory, and I should take defeat. We can agree on that, right? That my position is now the weakest. And your position has gone from the weakest to the strongest, and that we can just say that's true.
Just stop there. Okay, and he just goes on and on and says, you win the intellectual argument. Hey, dude, we had an initiative by Fauci and Obama to create this thing. They knew it cut the life expectancy of rodents in half. This isn't about being right. It's about saving lives. And to his credit, he doesn't really say that in the video, but in his tweets, he does. How do you interpret this? And he starts showing the numbers that the vaccinated are more likely to get sick, more likely to be hospitalized, more likely to die, even in international and national studies. Meanwhile, we have the political fallout. Trudeau just had his little globalist WF twin removed in New Zealand. They just put somebody in even worse. But here he is in a video with all the different premiers and their spokespersons in Parliament saying, we hate you. You've put martial law in with the national emergency. You said it was a local emergency for the truckers. You're a dictator and should resign. It's in French, but there's subtitles. They just chew the living hell out of him. And there's links to the three-hour overall deal. No one supported him. They're like, how's he still in office? It's a Parliament, so he only won by 30% of the vote. We're able to manipulate different parties together to do it. But he's gone too. They can shuffle a new puppet in there, but it won't matter. But that's the power they get out of this. Pfizer's CEO is questioned about the vaccine efficacy. He says, it was constantly in our way. People asking if it was safe or not. We didn't know. Incredible video. Then also at Davos, in another interview, he lies about the CDC coming out, the FDA saying they were lied to and that they think there's a major signal of danger. He says they've looked at it and it's totally safe. Another giant whopping lie, because he knows he has secret liability agreements with the government. Here's National Australian News, Sky News. Rise in heart attacks across Australia and death. Overall deaths increased 13% in Australia, but heart attacks have increased 17%, the biggest increase ever recorded. Oh, and it's in the, quote, vaccinated. Here's Tony Blair. It's not just about COVID. We're going to have a whole new slew of mRNA injections we're going to make you take. I've got it all here, ladies and gentlemen. It's incredible. And that's just one stack. Then I've got the what else happened to WEF. Massive pedophile rings getting busted around the country with LGBTP groups grabbing, CPSing Christian kids and then putting them in the sex dungeons. We always knew that was the case, but they're getting caught everywhere. And they're just desperate. They're totally desperate, but we know who they are and what they're up to. And you got a giant satanic army of pedophiles we're up against. I'm going to show you the evidence coming up. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
January 22nd, 2023. I'm your host, Alexander Emmett Jones, broadcasting from the front lines of the fight against the Genesis death cult New World Order. Well, I knew the globalists were real and their plans for depopulation and world government were real when I was about 19 years old because my family had told me about it. But you know, when you're a young person, you tend to tune out most of what your parents and grandparents and family say. Even though I knew they were serious, very smart people, it just sounded like science fiction and something else going on in another world. But it was going on because they knew, because they were informed, and they were involved at different levels of the system and seen it for themselves. And I have been battling these people for 28-plus years now on air. And before I hit the rest of the news, I just want to remind listeners that I am not proud of our work. I am proud of you. But it's not a feeling of pride. It's a feeling of love, and it's a feeling of satisfaction. It's not that pride's necessarily a bad thing. You're proud of your son. You're proud of your daughter. You're proud of your parents, your grandparents. You're proud of your country. You're proud of our veterans. But with me, it's not that feeling. It's a feeling of satisfaction and compulsion. And like breathing in a breath of fresh air. It's something you need. It's something you got to have. It's not like something that's on the side. It's primary. It's central. And now we're reaching the main point of the fight. They planned for us to be out the air long before we hit this point. They're in deep trouble. But I got to tell you, listeners, we've gone over the hump with legal bills and so many fights, and we won those fights so far staying on air, and now we're going into the appeals process. The rest of it will take years. And it's only after that big fight that then we're able to lick our wounds and repair some of the things that have happened and move forward. But we can't do that without you. So if you appreciate the work we've all done together, this crew, this audience, this whole family of InfoWars, and you want to see us continue on, it is absolutely critical that you understand I need your support right now. I need you to go to 1776coin.com, the fourth and final coin. And by final, we may do coins in the future, but that'll be part of this founding member series. It's the 1776 Teddy Roosevelt Man the Arena coin. There's only about 1,200 left. And when they're gone, that's it. And yes, a normal silver round like this would cost $30. It costs $100 with promo code 1776 because it's a fundraiser. And you have that memento. And I need the extra funds to be able to operate and continue on. Plus, it's a historic coin. So I want to thank those that got the coins, and I want to encourage those of you that do not have the coin and want to have this coin, no more of this type will ever be made again, to get the coin now at 1776coin.com. And if you want to support your body and fund InfoWars and fund this operation, go to InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com and get 1776 testosterone boost and Pain MD. Now, both of these are number one bestsellers in the country. They're made by a pharmaceutical company that's huge, but they're patriots. It's small compared to the big ones, but it's still huge. $10 million a year. The owner's a listener. I said, what are your big best products about a year ago? And he gave me a list of 16 or so products out of hundreds they make that are number one or number two, depending on the product in the country, depending on which month it is. These are both tested, tried, loved, do a great job for pain reduction naturally and, of course, for boosting natural testosterone and free testosterone in the body. They're amazing. They're available exclusively with our private label. They're in other places as well at InfoWarsStore.com. And you heard Mike Adams on This Week Without Me Asking him saying he's got a big lab that tests supplements and products. That's what he does. The guy's very prolific. He publishes books all over the world, Chinese, German, and everything else. That guy's a renaissance man. He's got his own big farm, produces milk and everything. But the point is that he tests CBD oil. And he said, wow, this is like a super high-end, full-spectrum one. He's on the show. He goes, you should be selling this for $150. Well, that's what I'd said before on air. They retail this for $150. They have it on sale for $100 in stores. It's actually sold a lot of places, clinics, you name it. And we sell it for $67. We can easily sell it for $100. I mean, that's just my instinct. And a lot of people say, well, Jones, you should charge $150, and then people think it has a higher value, and you probably sell more. And that's a weird psychological thing that people, like, want the brand name, even though it's the exact same thing. So think of this as, like, generic. It's the same factory, the same bottle, just a different label, and you get it for less than half the price. And we've already sold out of one of the CBDs. It's about to come back in, but the 1,000 milligram, the 25 milligram, and I would suggest you go with the low-power one at first. Doesn't get you high. Doesn't have any THC in it. Legal in all 50 states, but it's so good for pain, so good for inflammation, so good for your brain, so good for your heart. And doctors, I can tell you, prescribe this all day, even though it's not prescription. They tell you, go get a CBD. And I had a doctor prescribe me CBD for my knee and my Achilles 3 years ago. And that's when I was looking around different companies. I found out this company we get it from is the same group that private labels for my medical doctor and his clinic. He's one of the top-rated doctors in Central Texas. He's actually got clinics in Dallas and San Antonio and Houston. But I get to actually see him in his home office. He's a listener. And, of course, he helped me out in thinking about the coming out with the DNA Force Plus because he sells a product that's basically that. We just made it even stronger. So that's what I do. I just bring in the very best stuff. So you really need to get the CBD oil as well from InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what funds us. But particularly, ladies and gentlemen, you see these headlines everywhere. Jones in bankruptcy is asking for $40,000 a month. Oh, he's rich. My legal bills are usually $50,000 a month. The court has ruled I have to pay 40% of the legal bills. And if it sounds like a lot, folks, I have the deep state law firms, all of them after us. We've already had the show trials, already all the depositions, the hell of the last 4 years. Now the legal expenses are going way down. In fact, it was up to $100,000 a month I was personally paying just a few months ago with all those trials and all the rest of it, having to have security and all the rest of it. So we're over the hump, but we got it now. We're so bloodied after that fight that now we need the funds. So when you go to 1776coin.com, part of that money goes to fund free speech and InfoWars, but part of it goes to fund me personally and other things I'm doing and other things I'm up to. And I'll just leave it at that. And soon, everybody that's a founding member that got any one of these four coins, and then no more founding member coins, are going to be getting a lot of benefits. You've already gotten some sent to your email, but amazing stuff in the next week in your email box. So get that final coin now before it sells out at 1776coin.com. 1776coin.com and get the other great InfoWars Platinum products, 1776 Testosterone Boost, and, of course, PainMD at InfoWarsStore.com. But you can't get the last coins at InfoWars Store. They're only available at 1776coin.com. And BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Amazing Nootropics, they're about to sell out, but they are on massive 50% discount right now at InfoWarsStore.com as well. We need funds. God keeps us honest. We're just right there at the break-even point. So thanks for your support. I'm done plugging. We're going to plunge into all this news. I mean, I am massively prepared when we come back, but it is you that keep us on air. And if we had enough funds, I wouldn't even plug, but I've got to plug because we're in a debt battle, just like America and the world are. We're a microcosm, everything else. So I thank you for keeping us in the fight. Go now to 1776coin.com. Go now to 1776coin.com. Thank you.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm about to branch out to a lot of other big news that's very important, but I wanted to finish up here with the poison COVID shots that they call a vaccine and how it's coming out everywhere that it's so deadly and total vindication. Now, I told you, it's like that Who song, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, won't get fooled again. But at least they're having to shuffle deck chairs on the New World Order Titanic. Jacinda Ardern pushed total police state, the worst in the world except for communist China. Then Canada and Italy were close third and fourth. And she knew the poll showed right at 20% support, between 19 and 22, depending on the poll. So she quit months ahead of the election. Coming up in October. But then they installed the new Prime Minister of New Zealand, Chris Hipkins, Now, this is what he said just a year ago. If you're not jabbed, we will come looking for you. So if you thought Jacinda Ardern was crazy, look what New Zealand has now. But he's another WEF alumni. He said, why do I care about New Zealand? It's the same people that run our CDC and FDA. We've got a lawyer that's working with Robert Kennedy Jr., who needs no introduction, joining us here in just a moment to talk about it. But here's a clip.
I think early next year we'll be in the phase of chasing up people who haven't come forward to get their vaccination or have missed their bookings and so on. So everyone will be able to get a vaccine between now and the end of the year. But of course, you know, and I want every New Zealander to come forward, but human behaviour suggests that there will be some people that we have to actually really go out and look for, and some of that may spill into next year. But our commitment is everyone will have the opportunity to get the vaccine by the end of the year. Everyone will, but I can't say that, you know, that we're not going to have some hesitant people or some people who just haven't come forward that we don't have to go out and find next year.
Go out and find forced injections. Now we know why Elon totally turned against the shots. He had questions, said it shouldn't be mandatory 2 years ago. Now we know that 6 months ago he had to go to his German plant. They made him take it to come in the country. The second shot almost killed him, and it almost killed his cousin, that's one of his best friends, who's in great shape and a decade younger than him, and a bunch of his family got sick from it. Because obviously when they gave Musk the shot, they had the ones that hadn't been overheated. The silver lining of this is a lot of the shots didn't hurt people because even an hour or so above 87 degrees ruins the Moderna and Pfizer shots. Remember, they're the exact same shot. Moderna's just four of the shots. Joining us is one of the top lawyers at the tip of the spear fighting this. We'll cover several other issues before he's got to go. He's got to host his own show coming up in about 30 minutes. Robert Barnes, thank you for coming on. I mean, I said a year ago in late January that they would be defeated and it was over. It would just be a matter of time. I think we can say a year later, everybody's turning against them across the board. The question is, what do they do next? BBC every day is saying, we were wrong, the shots are poison. Huge scandal of the ages. And I use the BBC. That's the government of Britain. That's government run. It's all over the news here. What the hell is going on? And what do you expect them to do? Because the deep state is not going to back down in my research and history. Barnes, you're a savvy man and you're deeply in the middle of exposing Pfizer with lawsuits, with whistleblowers from them covering this up. And we have Borla, obviously, a few days ago in Davos saying, oh, we talked to the CDC, no side effects. Well, the CDC says very dangerous signals. Where are we currently? What would you describe this moment right now?
Well, there's a lot of pressure to crack the dam, but the institutional influence is still holding on. So, like, I mean, to, you know, I mean, the for example, the, even though the military was forced to pull back on their vaccine mandate due to the passage of legislation, they're still requiring it for people who are members of the reserves. Another example is, you know, the federal courts are still pushing back on allowing any kind of meaningful suit to go forward against either the CDC and the FDA or the whistleblower claim brought by Brooke Jackson against the against Pfizer directly. The biggest claim that would go into the heart of these issues is still pending with no discovery allowed, waiting for a motion to dismiss.
So we're not out of the woods, but at least we know we're in the woods.
Oh, absolutely. It's getting harder and harder for them to contain the truth. When your Elon Musks of the world are coming out and saying the vaccine injured me, the vaccine caused a severe injury of my cousin, then that's, and it may have been part of the inspiration for him to take over Twitter and release. And I mean, right now there's a big media dive going on of independent journalists into the Twitter files concerning Fauci. These will probably be the most damning Twitter files to be released entirely. So the system made institutional failures. You see breaches in the dam repeatedly, breaks in the matrix repeatedly. You see it in the, you know, people being on BBC saying that these shots are dangerous. Major medical professionals and doctors increase. I mean, every day, the way Robert Kennedy put it was every single day, they don't gain any converts. Every single day, we do.
So we're moving the football, they're not.
Absolutely. Even Scott Adams, who tried to be a cheerleader for the vaccines all the way through, came out this week and said he was wrong and the vaccine critics were right. And he admitted the reason why he would got it wrong is he trusted government sources and media sources that he probably shouldn't have trusted. So, you know, you have more and more people raising questions, challenging it, contesting it, doubting the institutional narrative. Even Benji Shapiro had to come out and say the vaccines weren't such a good idea. He misunderstood. He got the data wrong. So even these institutional narratives are breaking down amongst its own patrons and propagandizers. And so that's where they're getting into real risk. Sure. And the question is, when does it break through to the government? When does it break through to a federal judge? When do they get the message it's time to hold these people accountable?
But if you study history, even if the establishment is recalcitrant, something this big is not going to go away. And the more they try to suppress it, the more explosive it gets.
Absolutely. They're going to do everything possible and conceivable. I mean, we saw that in Davos this past week. The WEF was saying, let's do more vaccines. Tony Blair, well, remember, it was a big conspiracy theory when we were talking about vaccine passports being a predicate for a digital chip and a digital ID and a digital biometric system and a social credit system superimposed on that digital credit system. Well, what did Tony Blair say at Davos? He said, we need a digital passport system. We need to use the vaccines to create a permanent digital passport system. So they're going to continue down their path.
And, of course, Robert, when you and I said that 2.5, 3 years ago, it wasn't because we just dreamed it up. The WEF and the UN with Xi Jinping had a 4-year multinational research initiative to come up with a global ID based on a vaccine passport to create a global social credit score, carbon tax, universal basic income. So we knew their damn plan. We weren't making a prediction. We were telling them what was happening. It's like going to a play for the Nutcracker like I did this year with my 5-year-old. And they give you a program. And if you've forgotten what comes next, you got a 5-page program tells you now this scene's coming up. I mean, we got the frickin' program.
Absolutely. I mean, it's what you've been doing for several decades. It's just listening to what they themselves say, what they themselves write, what they themselves publish. Our mutual friend James Corbett put this out at the very beginning in his 4-part Bill Gates documentary.
Powerful.
Saying, look, all you got to do is follow what Bill Gates is up to and you can figure out what the plan is. Bill Gates has been obsessed with digital IDs, digital chips, digital banking, digital vaccines, population control, food control, all of this.
And how criminal is it that from day one, Big Pharma with intelligence agencies worked with dinosaur media and big tech to suppress not just the truth about the shots or the virus, but therapeutics? That, to me, is a whole other crime just as big as the shot. I mean, this is Joseph Mengele stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, God bless President Trump, but if he paid attention, they ran a number on him. One of the key lies to get emergency use authorization for any of this, to get Operation Warp Speed ever there, was to convince President Trump and America that there were no therapeutics available. I mean, they came after anybody who was talking about silver, talking about vitamin D, talking about zinc, talking about ivermectin, now talking about exercise, talking about the sun. I got the winter sun InfoWars product right behind me. They're saying all these things. No, these things couldn't help stop COVID. These things couldn't be a therapeutic. These things couldn't help you. Now they admit all those things can help you. But they hid that. Why? Because of this forced vaccine treatment never would have got off the ground if the world would have known there were successful therapeutics already available that were more likely to be successful than the vaccine has ever proven.
And here's the cherry on top. We'll come back with other issues. Fauci from 2009 to 2015, this is mainstream news, looking up, we've covered it, ran a Pentagon initiative trying to find a cure or treatment for SARS and coronavirus COVID-like stuff out of China, and they found hydroxychloroquine and also the so-called horse paste, ivermectin, were almost 100% effective. That was all out of Pentagon study reports, and they knew it in a Fauci study out many years ago. Incredible evil.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left. And when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book. But I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today. And I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Rising up, right to the top.
Rising up, straight to the top. Have the gut, got the glory. What's the distance? Now I'm not gonna stop. The man is built to survive. It's the eye of the tiger.
This really ought to be our theme song, all of ours. All the patriots, black, white, old, young, gay, straight, all of you that knew the truth about the New World Order and the deadly shots and the tyranny, and you didn't care what the propaganda said. You didn't care if you got censored. You didn't care if you got debanked. You didn't care if you got attacked. You did the right thing. You're the tiger. Woo! What? I got 4 or 5 issues I want to hit. You got to leave. You're going to be back very soon, for a full hour. But Robert Barnes, great constitutional lawyer, one of the smartest guys I know, is a historian. How would you quantify this moment in the awakening we're at? And then I want to hit them raiding Biden's house now. I'm finding a third tranche of documents, what that signifies. Again, it seems like the Steven Crowder Daily Wire fight is beneath the radar. I'm not saying Crowder isn't important or they're not important. I'm saying little squabbles aren't important, but this is a little squabble. This shows how, quite frankly, Fox News and the Mockingbird operation controls the conservative nationalist movement. We'll hit that before you leave. But just what do you want to say to the troops out there? Because they need a real, real salute. I'm not a guy that just rah, rah, rah. But when it's time to have, when we've had big victory, we should have a little bit of a spiritual celebration.
Oh, I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, the bottom line is because we were on the front lines and because the InfoWars audience was on the front lines and stayed in the fight, didn't go away, all the lawfare, all the all the deplatforming, all of it was intended to suppress and censor and shame the audience into going away. I mean, the lawyer made it explicit in Connecticut, said the whole goal and objective isn't to recover money for anybody. It's to shut down InfoWars. And the best way to get that is to get the audience to run away, to hide. And think about how much pressure has been brought on this audience over the last several years. Their jobs were threatened. Their ability to travel was threatened. Their ability to send their kids to school was threatened. Their ability to basic access to medical care was threatened.
They were told they were criminals. They were told they were murderers. But they did the research, and the medical experts went public, and the heroes went public, and we have won a major victory. We're winning right now, aren't we, Barnes?
No doubt about that. When you have billionaires like Elon Musk buying Twitter to out and expose the deep state because, in part, he was injured by this vaccine, that's what's going to happen. Because guys like Musk are paying attention to the whole audience, too. And so when they see, hey, these people out here are saying that this is a dangerous product, but all the big people tell me it's not, so I go with the big people. It turns out it was a dangerous product. Maybe I need to re-examine what's happening in the world and use my wealth and power to open the door on the truth.
And even if Musk isn't perfect, he can see which way the wind's blowing and that liberty's going to win. This is a real, and Scott Adams and all of them, the BBC and ABC and CNN coming out and saying the masks didn't work and locking kids down didn't work and sorry, the shots really didn't work. They are capitulating. So any way you slice it, it is victory. Let's talk about Joe Biden and this raid on his house by the FBI yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, apparently you can walk out of your footstep, you know, walk out your door and run into some classified documents that Joe Biden had stored. So, I mean, there's been so much confession through projection. One of my favorite principles out there. Somebody accuses you of something weird. Listen to it. They're probably confessing their own crimes. Look at what the Democratic Party has talked about Trump for 5 years, 6 years. And basically they were confessing Biden's own crimes. And what it is like, why did they claim? They claim Trump had classified documents because he was trying to sell them or monetize them for his personal gain to foreign governments. Trump never did that. Trump had documents that embarrassed the deep state. Who did have documents in order to profit?
And he was
them?
The president. He was allowed to have them. Biden got this when he was vice president.
Not only that, he had some of these back from his Senate days. So he's been storing and using his access to classified materials to monetize it, use his family to be the ones to go out and be the front guys. That's why it's not a coincidence that Hunter Biden was living at the house where these documents were stored.
Who was a known Chinese communist spy in his own audio recordings, working with the head of Chinese intelligence, $50,000 a month to pay for the house, as a safe house for the Chi-Coms. But clearly, they're wanting to get rid of Biden now.
Oh, they do, but the problem is they have an idiot in Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris's staff hates her. The country hates her. Every poll shows she does worse than Biden. That she's so unlikable, they would like to Spiro Agnew her. You know, like what they did to Nixon when they took Spiro Agnew and
they
used
taxes on him, yeah.
Exactly, and that allowed them to take Nixon out, as Tucker Carlson just talks about. We've been talking about that conspiracy going on for years. Well, credit to Tucker Carlson for publicly, you know, talking about it on Fox News.
And we're going to play that report in the first little segment coming up, guys. Get it ready after you leave. Because of time, let's shift gears. I can talk to you for 5 hours, Barnes. Let's get into the media calls a circular firing squad between Steven Crowder and Ben Shapiro, but that's not. He said, I don't want the $50 million, which was over 5 years with bandwidth and crew. That's not that much money, folks. That ain't worth that much. I can tell you what it takes to run this. He's running a similar operation. So he leaves the Blaze. He goes to them. They send him a contract saying if Big Tech censors you, you're locked in the contract for 5 years, but you're not going to be paid any money. He said, this is insane. I'm not taking the deal, but what about your people? He goes, well, they're wage slaves. Then they spun it that he was mad and wanted more money, so he releases the recording showing that wasn't it. He had to. People said, oh, he's a bitch releasing that. He's only recorded people 3 times. I don't record people very often, but I deal with Megyn Kelly because when it's that evil, you should record it. Give us your take on it.
Absolutely. I mean, the contract wasn't a $50 million contract. The contract was an indentured servitude contract to be loyal to Big Tech or you lose your money for the next 6 years. You do the math. I mean, we've done these kind of contracts. We've seen these kind of contracts. It's common in the entertainment industry, sadly.
It's a classic old record executive where, oh, you might get this if you do everything we say.
Exactly. It's a contract that said puts a big dollar amount up front that makes you tempted to take it. Then you dig into the details and you find out what this deal did. Steven Crowder was going to have to pay the Daily Wire money to produce his own content. And they Daily Wire would keep all of the profits. It was literal indentured servitude. If Big Tech censored him, he owed them money under the contract. They didn't owe him anything, and they owned him for up to 6 years.
Yeah.
They had unilateral provisions in place. So the contract wasn't a $50 million contract. It was, hey, Steven Crowder, be an indentured servant, be loyal to Big Tech, or be, that's your choice. Either be loyal to Big Tech, or you're going to be an indentured servant.
And I even said, be our slave on the audio.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt, that's exactly what it was all about. It was about, the Daily Wire was founded by a billionaire family out of Texas, connected to natural gas and fracking, that's involved in a real religious, weird religious movement that backed Ted Cruz, that founded the Daily Wire to take out Breitbart and Bannon, to try to take out the populist wing of the Republican Party. Jeremy Boring has admitted that it being an anti-Trump platform was their foundation. They were backed by spook-related money and spook-related sources. Their goal, it's not a coincidence they were big backers of Ted Cruz. It's not a coincidence they were big Trump haters. It's not a coincidence they've hoarded for every war in existence.
Yeah, there's no doubt that if you're going to control the opposition, you should lead it. And it's 100% that Ben Shapiro is a figurehead. And there's some good people at Daily Wire. I don't want to attack them all. But I'm going to tell you, folks, they are worse than the Democrats. They are the Judas goats. They are Judas Iscariot. Ben Shapiro is Judas Iscariot.
Absolutely. I mean, and then he comes out and he lies about the contract. He lies about Steven Crowder. He lies about the negotiations. That's who these people. It's not a coincidence.
And then we saw the Twitter bots turn on against Crowder. That's when you know. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. That, look at the institutional media. All the media was anti-Crowder. That was their spin on this. The Reuters, AP, Young Turks, Media Matters, all those organizations all took the spin for the Daily Wire against Steven Crowder. I think Crowder stumbled into this. Crowder didn't realize he was stumbling into an Operation Mockingbird operation. But, I mean, to give people an idea, the Daily Wire is backed by billionaires, probably a billion-dollar company, makes hundreds of millions of dollars a year. This deal was done in order to lock up and co-opt and control and cabin and contain conservative voices.
Which was what Fox News has been doing forever. Which is what Fox News did forever.
Absolutely. It's exactly right. You couldn't have a bigger contrast than the Daily Wire and InfoWars. What this is a lot of people who follow the Daily Wire. They follow, Candace Owens can say some really good stuff. Andrew Clavin can say some really good stuff. They sometimes say really good stuff. But when you need them, the leaders of the Daily Wire are on the wrong side.
They're pro-shot. They're pro-New World Order. Absolutely. They're anti-gun.
Absolutely. That's who they are. And that's the definition of controlled opposition. There'll be opposition on some things where we share alignment, but they'll be controlled on the big issues that threaten deep state power. That's the difference between, I mean, I always say how they respond to Alex Jones describes it. Do they embrace defending free
speech? No. Ben Shapiro supported my banning. All right, Barnes, great job. We should support Steven Crowder all the way. Anybody that does it is a complete idiot. People go, well, he's not hardcore enough. Well, he ain't run by the deep state. And I wish Crowder would have listened to me. I said years ago, you got to leave the Blaze. You got to do your own product sales direct. You'll be totally free. And then I can work for Crowder. And I love Crowder. Or he can work. The point is that he's got a break with him. He gets it now. He thought he was leaving something bad with the Blaze. He jumped right out of the fire into Hades itself. Speaking of that clip of Tucker Carlson talking about Nixon, it's powerful. It's coming up next. Second hour's right ahead. Robert Barnes, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
He's got his own podcast coming up in about 2 minutes. All right, we'll be right back with hour number two, InfoWars.com/show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.